And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 28th of August, 2015. It's the anniversary of the March on Washington in 1963. More than 200,000 people gathered. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. spoke at the Lincoln Memorial. There was no violence, not one single arrest. It was on this date 170 years ago, 1845, the first issue of Scientific American was published. Scientific American, the oldest continuously published magazine in the United States, founded by Rufus Porter, who came from a wealthy New England family. He was a painter and inventor. The first issue focused on improvements to the quality of passenger railway cars. It's the birthday of the father of German literature, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, born in Frankfurt, 1749, who gave us the epic drama Faust. He moved to Italy when he was a young man, returned to Germany, fell in love with a woman who was 16 years younger, Christiane Vulpius. She was 23. And they moved in together, lived for 18 years together, unmarried, and with children. When Napoleon, having invaded Germany, his soldiers, who were drunk, broke into their home in Weimar one evening. Goethe was terrified, but Christiane was yelling at the soldiers and fending them off hand to hand, trying to protect the man of the house. After a long skirmish, she pushed them out of the house, barricaded the kitchen so the soldiers couldn't steal any more of their food, and out of grateful to this brave, steadfast woman, Goethe went down to a church the very next day, and he married her. And in the very same year, 1806, Goethe published a preliminary version of Part One of his great work, Faust, the story of a brilliant scholar who makes a deal with the devil. An epic poem which has everything an epic poem should have: seduction, murder, sleeping potions, illegitimate love child, a stray dog who transforms into the devil, contract signed with blood, imprisonment, dungeons, heavenly voices, and so on and so forth. Faust, sometimes called Das Drama der Deutschen, the drama of the Germans. Goethe spent 50 years working on it, and he finished Part Two in 1832, in the year of his death. And it's the birthday of the poet John Betjeman, born in the Highgate section of London in 1906, who became Poet Laureate of England, who, a journalist once said, looked like a highly intelligent muffin, a small, plump, rumpled man with luminous soft eyes, a chubby face topped with wisps of white hair and imparting a distinct air of absent-mindedness. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly entitled Keeping Quiet. A friend of mine says that every war is some violence in childhood coming closer. Those whoppings in the shed weren't a joke. On the whole, it didn't turn out well. This has been going on for thousands of years. It doesn't change. Something happened to me, and I can't tell anyone, so it will happen to you. Poem by Robert Bly, Keeping Quiet, from Talking into the Ear of a Donkey, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering the weekly poetry podcast Poetry Off the Shelf, featuring contemporary American poets, readings, reviews, and more. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/poetrypodcast. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.